Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addicks. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is about surviving a store robbery. When a store robbery goes down, almost all of the action happens at the register counter. That makes sense, right? You know, where's all the money? In the cash register at the front counter. And what do the bad guys want? The money from the cash register. And where is the last place you want to be? Between the bad guy and the money. So what you want to do is try to minimize your time at the register. Now, for example, if the store is mostly empty and there's only one person in front of you, you could hang back a few feet. Just give enough room for people to walk back and forth without having to brush shoulders with them. There's no need to crowd up on the counter. Pushing your way up there won't make the transaction go any faster, and you're putting yourself at a tactical disadvantage. If someone doesn't see me and cuts in, I just say, excuse me, I was next. And it's never been a problem. Now, something does go down at the cash register. Those few extra feet of distance gives you two advantages. First, it increases your field of vision around the cash register. This is critical for awareness. It's really hard to react and defend against something that you can't see. And second, the distance gives you a little more space to maneuver. As we've discussed many times before, when it comes to dealing with criminals, distance is your friend. Now, will you always be able to create that distance? No, of course not. But you should try to take advantage of it when you can. You might also be able to create that space. Something I do when we're all queued at the register is not to step into the opening left by the person advancing in front of me. So when this person in front of me steps up to the counter, I just hang back and leaving that gap between us. Sure, I've had people make annoyed sounds behind me, but honestly, I could care less. Just remember that proximity to the counter does not increase the speed at which you are served. So hang back and create some distance from that hot spot at the register counter. When it's your turn, complete your transaction quickly, boom, 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 and move away again. In the end, this tip is all about awareness, creating distance, and minimizing your exposure time. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicks.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicks.com. That's podcast@alexaddicks.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicks.com.